I'm George Flynn. Welcome to In Depth TV. And today we're going to talk about three things. Have you ever noticed things come in threes? You know, three of this, three of that. Everybody's in their talks. Hey, I'm going to tell you three different things. We're going to talk about three things. These three things have everything to do with you and what you get done and your attitudes and your habits and your, you know, your life. And it's about you. It's these three things. And we're going to talk about three things in 3 seconds, 3 minutes, 3 hours. You know how it goes along. 3 days and 3 years. But we will get through these three things. And by the time we're finished, you'll have ideas that can change your life. Now, a lot of people say, this talk or this book or this video or this whatever it is will change your life. Well, it really will if and only if you apply what you learn. So you can learn all you want to, not apply it, and no change occurs. Not a single change. But you must change and take the action. You may feel afraid to take this action because it's different, but you're supposed to feel the fear, and take the healthy action. So the three things. The first thing is you. And we're talking about getting to an outcome that you want, something that you really want, this product of this effort. It may be a small project. It may be a huge project. It may be designing your life. But this is the way that things go. You. Are you able to make decisions? Are you able to be a decision maker? Do you look and see what everyone else is doing and try to do the same thing they're doing? Or do you make decisions on your own? Do you say, I think I'll do it this way? And then someone will say to you, well, everybody else does it another way. So can you make a decision of whether or not you're going to do something? Go on a trip. You can decide you go the northern route or go a little bit east or a little bit west or go a little bit south, however you, a trip, a decision. Are you going to fly, drive, bus, boat? How are you going to get there? How do you want to get there? What would be the best for you? What is your best decision? Can you make a decision? First of all, you've got to be able to make a decision. Second of all, you've got to be able to stick with that decision. You can't go halfway down the road and then say, oh, I should have gone another way. You come back, you go the other way. You're not getting anywhere. So we're talking about making your decision and staying with that decision. Now, if the decision is obviously wrong, of course you change your mind. Of course you change your course. But if the decision is not obviously wrong, but you just get a little bit of that jittery feeling inside, you know the one I'm talking about. It's something, you're doing something different. And by doing something different, your brain cells are a little bit unsure. What happens is your brain cells say, you know, this is different. I'm not sure, this may be unsafe. And so if it's different and it may be unsafe, maybe I shouldn't do it. And then becomes your idea, your area of confusion. You say, well, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, maybe I'm confused, maybe I don't know, maybe I shouldn't decide, maybe I should just wait, maybe I should wait a week, a month, a year. You see how the process goes. So what we're talking about is you're making a decision to do something. The next thing that's got to line up, so you've made your decision. The next thing that lines up is the process. And I don't mean the big fluffy word process. I mean, how do you do it? So you made a decision to do something. How do you do it? How do you finally figure out how to do, what are the steps? So the steps in, you know, building a birdhouse. First of all, get some wood, then you cut it to the right sizes, and then you follow a pattern, and then you build a birdhouse. But there are steps in there. You don't just go in and all of a sudden you have a birdhouse. You want to build that birdhouse. Or steps to buying a car. Well, first of all, you've got to go look at a car and see if that car meets your needs. And then you've decided to buy a car. Then you go through the steps. You have to fill out papers and write a check and get a license plate and get insurance. And there are steps to getting a car and getting it on the road where you can use it. Every process that's more than, you know, let's say buying a soft drink. You get the money out of your pocket, you put it in a machine, and out comes the soft drink. That's a process. If you didn't go into your pocket or find a credit card or something and pay for the soft drink, you wouldn't get it out of a soft drink machine. So you see what I'm saying. Everything has a process, and I'm simplifying this because there's so many things that you can decide you want to do, so many processes that you can stay with. But you've got to go through a process. So you think your way through the process. And if you can't do it, you can go online. You can look on one of the video services like YouTube, or you can go on Google. How do you do this? And they will go through step by step, and you can look at their process. Now, that doesn't mean you have to follow their process. You don't have to. Just like baking a cake, you don't have to follow that recipe exactly. You can put a little bit of your personality in it, a little bit more of this, a little bit less of this, and see how it comes out. So there is a process. So we've already talked about you made a decision, you've learned the process, and you know exactly the steps you need to take. Now, here is an interesting part, implementing that. I'm talking about you going through the steps one by one by one. And somewhere in the process, somewhere in doing this, you will find, you know, this step is a little bit hard. It's a little bit tricky. If you don't do it exactly right, it's not going to turn out. So you've got this process, and you're going through it religiously, rigorously, step by step to get there. Now, the third thing, remember we've talked about you in making a decision, the process of implementing that decision, and then going ahead and acting on it, and then the outcome. What is the outcome? Is the outcome, when you make that decision, is it something you really wanted? Or was it something that just flew through your mind? Just a thought. Just an idea that flew through your mind. The incandescent light for Thomas Edison, just an idea. The atomic power and the formula for that with Einstein, just an idea. But they followed through. They investigated these ideas, and all of a sudden they found out they got to the outcome, the dream. Is this dream that you have, is it big enough? Is it exciting enough? Is it worthwhile enough? You scratch your head and you say, I don't know. That's okay. If you don't really know, you can say yes, I don't know, or no. But if you say yes or I don't know, then I would continue on with the process. It will become obvious if it's the right one for you, because you'll look forward to getting into the project, getting into following the process to get this wonderful outcome that you'd like to have. Now, years ago, I made a decision to reconstruct a bicycle. And this bicycle, was a Schwinn bicycle, one I had when I was a kid. And I had to buy the parts, so I had to get three bicycles to try to make one. But I made a decision to do that. Then I made a decision to go through the process of finding all the parts to put this bicycle together. And what kept me going when parts were hard to find? The outcome that I would once again have this bicycle that I should have never given away, but I did. But I was going to recreate it with the same color, same this, same that. Now, of course, there'll be some differences, but that's okay. But that outcome, you've got these outcomes that you'd like to see. So you think through your outcome actually first. What do you want? What is your outcome? How big is your outcome? How big is this idea? How much joy would it bring you, your family, your neighbors? You know, whatever it is, putting a swimming pool in your yard or something. Come up with an idea, something that you would like to do. And is it really a big enough idea for your dreams? Is it your dream idea? And then you go back and you say, okay, I've got this dream idea. Am I going to decide to do it? And if I'm going to decide to do it, I'm going to do it no matter what. If I'm going to build a playhouse or a log cabin or whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to decide to do it. Once I decide to do it, then I go through the process, the steps, what I need to do, what I need to have, what tools do I need, what materials do I need. What ideas do I need? What books do I need to read? How do I study the process? How do I learn the process? Now, there are two ways of doing this. You can either look at how someone else has done it and say, oh, that's a pretty good idea, or there are areas I can improve that idea, or you can just go out blindly and do it yourself and not ask anybody how to do it, and as problems come up, you solve them. There are two different ways of doing it. Most people go through and find someone else has done it similar, in a similar fashion. But if they haven't, they'll go ahead and invent a way of doing this. And I've done this before. I've done it both ways. I followed someone else's directions, sort of, not totally, but I've improved on it where I saw some improvement could be made or was needed. The other way of doing it is do it totally on your own. Get a vision of what you want and just make up your own process. Once you make up your own process, you might write it down and pass it along. That's what someone else did. That's how these processes are online. That's how the processes can be found in books, radio, TV, newspaper, magazines. You can find people doing things, especially the do-it-yourself shows. There are a lot of these, a lot of them out there, and I see furniture refinishing. I couldn't refinish a piece of furniture. I've tried before, did an okay job, but always there were streaks and always there were, but the process was okay, and I tried the process. The vision, I didn't care whether I got a perfect piece of furniture. I just wanted to get the furniture refinished. So I did. And it came out exactly as I had envisioned it. I want you to come up with your idea, decide, go through the process, and get the outcome that you want. I'm George Flynn. You've been watching In-Depth TV. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.